USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada, died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Despite an overwhelming majority of House Republicans voting to impeach Paxton in May, only two of the 18 Republican senators voted to convict Paxton after the facts were presented. The two senators who voted to convict, Kelly Hancock and Robert Nichols, don't face re-election until 2026. After the trial was over, Patrick slammed the impeachment proceedings, calling it a waste of time and money, and said he would order a state audit into the costs. It's guesstimated tens of thousands of people marched in Manhattan, New York City, New York yesterday, calling for an end to fossil fuels. Demonstrators for a variety of groups held signs naming President Biden and calling for the federal government to take bold action on the theory of climate change. The protest comes as the start of the Climate Week in New York City, which take place in partnership with the United Nations General Assembly. The UN General Assembly starts this week. USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Do you need new wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Got this event. And Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Police in New York City are investigating another fentanyl-related death, this time at a daycare center, and ended up getting the owner charged with murder.
The owner of a daycare center in the Bronx and her neighbor being charged with murder after a one-year-old boy died from possible fentanyl exposure. Three other children at this facility treated at the hospital. Both women now facing 11 charges, including depraved indifference murder, assault, and child endangerment after the horrific incident. New York City police detectives finding almost a kilo of fentanyl in the building, along with other drug paraphernalia, used to combine fentanyl with other drugs like cocaine and heroin. I'm Laura Winters.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phases of their lives.
He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care. Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. I'm Dave Collins.
Authorities in Pennsylvania launched a search last night for 9 people who escaped a juvenile detention facility following a riot. The Pennsylvania State Police and other agencies are searching for the 9 juveniles who escaped from Abraxas Academy around 8 p.m. local time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.